The following program contains content that has not been approved by 1-800-RADIATOR or any of its franchise affiliates. All of the opinions stated in this podcast are solely owned by the hosts and guests of the 1-800-FSR podcast and its publishers. The 1-800-FSR podcast is independently produced. Get ready to sell. Hello, everybody out there across the fruited plains. This is the 1-800-FSR podcast.
Woo!
Yeah, we're getting it ready to go today, aren't we, buddy?
Yes, sir. Getting it. Mics are hot. Mics are hot.
The mics are hot. The topic's even hotter. My name is Martin, as you probably by now have figured out. And the other guy talking into the microphone is Cameron.
You're going to learn today.
Yep. We're going to talk about something that's just not talked about, but needs to be brought up, you know, twice a year, maybe.
Before we get into that, though, Martin, do you want to talk to our viewers, I mean, about a little bit of a somewhat of an excursion that our podcast team made this week here?
Sure. You know, it's true. It was an excursion. It was a field trip of sorts. The Cameron and the Martin traveled out of our Wilmington bubble of perfection to a lovely little town called Raleigh, which is the capital.
Some would even say city.
Some are calling it a city. I will tell you that it's got all of the city bad stuff. Mm. No, I'm kidding. Raleigh is a lovely place where very, very, very many lovely people live. It's where I go to buy my cars, mm-hmm. and it's where I go to remind myself how amazing Wilmington is.
That's true.
So what's located in Raleigh is the COO of this company, our good friend of the show, even more so now than ever, David Cohn, who runs our network, our franchise group, and runs it very well.
Shout out.
He's a man who is making deliveries, taking orders on the phone, and doing account in the warehouse all at the same time.
And making sure our inventory is what it is. I mean, all at the same time.
It's insane. Those immediate same day hot shot deliveries that we take for granted take a lot of energy to order, to make sure they're on the shelf, to keep them in the shelf, to make sure you're buying the right thing.
Rotate them.
I mean, you buy the wrong thing, it sits there for years. It's just money sitting on the shelf. Mm-hmm. And this really plays into what today's topic is, if you think about it. So, you know, thinking about all the things that David does behind the scenes, I'm privileged enough to see a little bit behind the curtain just as a result of my job to help him.
Sure.
And it blows my mind. It blows my mind. I mean, everyone in the world, and in the professional world, always is looking to get promoted. I don't want to be promoted. I couldn't do a quarter of what he does. So we were up there in Raleigh because that's where David is based out of.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a new FSR who is joining us in Raleigh. And we have another FSR at one of our smaller locations that is still kind of new with us, because I'd say you're new for the first 2 years. I would say. Because of how long and how much and how complex what we do.
You're new until your customers know you're not new.
Yeah. They're the ones who will tell you. That's true.
That's how you'll know.
Yeah. And so he came along. Also, it's a little easier to have an informational classroom kind of setting with more than one person.
Absolutely.
it tends to diversify. And we were privileged enough to have the busiest man that either of us know, David Cohn, for almost the entire meeting. We got a lot out of it. We talked about things that he is just so experienced in.
I feel bad for any of the customers trying to call in some orders, though. Definitely took him off the line for a little bit.
Yeah, because you certainly cannot discount the value of a person who is currently the COO of a company and that has been here since he was a driver. Wow. How many years? We looked it up on LinkedIn today.
My God, getting up to 20.
It's getting up to 20.
I mean,
that type of thing. He's younger than me, you know? Those of you out there who have seen the little treatment video have gotten a shot at just how old and decrepit I am.
No.
But he is younger than me, and he's been here for forever, and he knows the job inside and out. He knows the details of the job inside and out. And to have him in that training experience was humbling, to be honest, because it shouldn't be me, but he let it be me because one of the things that he's good at, he's shown me that I need to be good at, and I think I am at this point, is fostering the people that are working for me,
mm-hmm.
to foster their talents, to allow them to shine. You can just go and do it yourself, and then you don't have backup in the future. And you know, we try to stay away from sports and religious quotes, but the truth of the matter is that if you teach a man to fish, you don't have to give him any fish ever again. Mm-mm. You know, he's going to eat. And this is true for the way David handles things, is each and every time you call him for something, even if it's needed to be done ASAP, he will walk through with you how it should be done so that, well, first of all, so you don't have to call him the next time because he's got other calls to take. But it is, it's something that I think a lot of warehouse managers out there don't do, especially with their drivers.
Yeah.
I think they kind of take them for granted and say, well, you know, not even taking them for granted. They dismiss them as being nothing more than the conveyor belt from the warehouse to the customer.
And that might be the case for some of them.
For some of them.
But, yeah, you know, you got to be able to recognize, like, I mean, you know, be able to envision, pick apart, you know, analyze different behaviors that you see a driver exhibit. You know, like if they are coming back and giving you a report. They're doing a long run down south and they come back and give you a report of, hey, this customer mentioned this. This customer mentioned this. It's like, okay, so this guy's proactively talking to the customers, getting a feel for how we're doing. You know, he's checking in. It's like, oh, wow, he might be able to be of use.
With many more drivers, there is a value added proposition.
Absolutely.
And they bring something to the table. You are right. There's some, but I would say, if you're hiring people, when you are interviewing people, look for that value added proposition, because if you just need a heartbeat in a car, you're going to get a heartbeat in a car. I want someone with a heart, you know, that looks at this and says, I'm taking on a job, which means it's important. The job should take care of me and I should take care of the job. I want a driver, regardless of age, to have some ambition. You know, to see a future. And then put this way, this is the easiest way I can put it. If you have a driver that looks at this with future potential, you have a driver that's not looking to leave.
Bingo.
If it's just here, I'm here to get a paycheck. The minute something else comes along, or the minute there's a rough spot, or you have to discipline or critique them, they're going to go. That's not what you want. So, by the way, the topic of today's show is how to elevate yourself from being a mere FSR and to become a brand ambassador. That's right. A brand ambassador, someone who represents the company with all the company has to offer. And that starts out by recognizing that some of us, I know I can be guilty of this, and I become bigger than the company. I become me. I go into a certain customers and I'm representing myself. What I want to get out of that is to go in there and leave with a sense of, these guys like me.
It's Martin. It's Martin helping solve their problems, not necessarily 1-800-Radiator helping solve their problems.
See, the difference between being an FSR, meaning it's just a guy out there selling the, you know, a brand ambassador is going in there and making sure the customer understands there's an entire team that stands behind me.
This is, exactly. I mean, it's a company. It's a collection. It's a village.
It is.
It's a village.
From Driven Brands down all the way out to California, to 1-800-Radiator, to people like Jeff, who used to be our boss, head of operations here for our network, who's sitting there and making sure that containers worth of stuff are getting to the right place, that inventory levels are being monitored correctly, that the best prices for the parts we buy are secured, and that the electronic infrastructure of our ordering systems are up and running.
I mean, I think David said it best this past week when we were down there. Like, our business model revolves around accumulating great quantities of difficult to get parts and making them accessible, affordable, and having a great warranty for our customers. It is all about doing that for the customer. Do we make a good amount of profit? Because some of these parts, like, we're getting in these direct fit catalytic converters and they got these massive margins. Is that helping?
Yeah. Sure.
Fuck yeah. Excuse me. But, like, I mean, it's a business. If we're not trying to make money, what are we doing? But that's not to come at the slight of what we're really doing is helping our customers help the public.
Sure.
We're public servants. To an extent.
There's about to be a parade in the studio here.
I mean, they're coming. I hear them. The marching band's about to walk in.
You know, when you walk in there as an ambassador, you have this sense of team behind you and they see it. You know, I've learned over the years that I have a conversation and usually Cameron's name, Haley's name and David's name are mentioned in every truly successful visit I attend.
I'll even add another. I mean, there'll be a time I'm talking to a customer and they're, you know, not ordering online. They're one of the people that like to have a rapport with the person on the other phone, you know, even though they may think they're in Wilmington, but they're actually out in Raleigh, you know.
Yeah.
But still having that local voice. And we got Matt Kinker. And every time I'm hear about Matt Kinker, it's always in good light. Like, oh my God, I love Matt Kinker. So happy y'all have him on the phones and still around me, because he's been working the phones forever for our customer area in particular.
For over 10 years, and for the first 5 of those or 7 of those years, Matt worked out of this office. What we call the studio is the office for 455 in Wilmington. Matt worked there as the call taker for this area before we had a call center kind of set up. And his unfortunately they're doing well now, but his folks got sick. He needed to move home to help them. He's since moved out of there. They're doing well, but he's still working out of home. And that's about 2 hours away. But the customers have
that rapport,
10 plus year relationship with him. And the first 7 of it, he's sitting in that desk. And guess what? For the last 5, that's how they visioned it. No one's lying to them. Don't get me wrong. But that is who he is, their local contact and the name they know.
And then, I mean, you take that, you know, that's being brought up to me. So this can go one of two ways. I can either be like, oh yeah, you know, like if I don't know Matt Kinker a lot, and if I didn't, you know, have a text message conversation with him here and there and like have that good rapport with him, I would be like, oh yeah, you know, call center, they're great people, they're great at ordering, you know, just general blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
But I mean, me knowing who Matt Kinker is and all he does for our company and the lengths that he goes to, I mean, we just found out he was working on 1 15-inch monitor.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I mean, so I get to go, I get to reply to a situation like that. And instead I can be like, oh yeah, that Matt Kinker, he's a whiz at it. I mean, he can sometimes you call, hey, yeah, this is Glenn over at Jeans. Like, can I get up? Oh, yep. Yes, sir. It's already on your, it's on its way to you. We have it in stock. It's going to be this price. Da, da, da. Like, he doesn't even need to hear the application. He's so good at it.
Yeah.
And they laugh at that. They're like, oh my God, you know what? You're right. He is. I mean, he's incredible. He knows every single radiator part number that goes to whatever application. I mean,
the saddest story of the week is I do the IT stuff for our network, and his Matt Kinker's computer starts to get slow, and he calls me and says, you know, hey, I need a new computer. And we've been renovating computers and all that. I'll give a shout out to backmarket.com. If you want to buy some electronics.
No free ads, but Backmarket is
backmarket.com. If you want a phone, if you want a computer, you are foolish if you do not stop there first.
Refurbished electronics with an incredible warranty. Absolutely. I mean, it goes down to like, you can even pick what quality of the refurbished product you can get. I mean, you want an excellent, I mean, you're going to have to pay for the excellent, but it's not anything compared to, you know, buying a new one and it has a 12 month warranty. It's like,
I mean, if you're out foolish. There, if you're in a warehouse and your computer is operating slow and sluggish, let me tell you what, $250. I got a computer with 64 gigabytes of RAM, 1 terabyte of storage, all the latest bells and whistles. And I think it's an i9. It's fast as heck. It's great. It's tiny. It sits in your desk. It gets the job done. Backmarket.com. So anyway,
check
the scary
out.
Part of the story, and this was a sad story. It's almost a sad story. I said, so, you know, send me a picture of your monitors so I know what connections to get you for the new computer. And he says, well, I only have one monitor. He sends me a picture of it. This thing is a Dell 14.65-inch monitor that was first manufactured in 1998.
And I'm pretty sure it came with reading glasses so he could help look at the screen, okay. Right?
Any one of you out there who is not cringing at the idea of being either a CSR or a warehouse manager or a person just sitting at their house.
Anybody that uses a computer,
come on,
honestly.
Come on. It's a two monitor decade since the 2000s.
Literally. I mean, imagine coming home. Ugh. I mean, you don't even use your lap or your PC for work. You're just coming home, checking your email, and you're looking at this 15-inch screen with the stand. Like, what are you doing?
So,
and then, I mean, I think, you know, we got a little FaceTime call and he kind of got a chance to check out what it's like now, what the office looks like now. Yeah,
he was going crazy.
A little bit different from a 15-inch monitor.
Yeah, if you go to the website and you see the little video thing that we created there, you'll see a little taste of it.
Yeah.
I kind of go a little crazy with the monitors in the office. But one of the things that that I would say about Matt Kinker, and this is what I really want to nail home, is that I have met Matt Kinker in person one time in 5 years.
Just one time?
One time. He came down here for one day during a transition period when I was a driver.
Right.
I was FSR, excuse me. And a new warehouse manager was flying in the next day. She got delayed. So he came down to babysit the warehouse for the one day before she got here. And that's the only time I've met him. If I were to take anyone listening to this podcast out to dinner and they were to, and Matt Kinker was there, you would think that Matt Kinker and I have been best friends for 20 years. If you don't have a relationship with the people who are on the phones like that, that are taking your phone calls as FSR or as manager, you are doing yourself a disservice.
Mm-hmm.
I can send him in shorthand an email about what I need done and it gets done. He gets it done. And that's powerful stuff.
And then you think about it. I mean, you build that rapport with your CSR. I mean, they know where the relationship is comfortable and where things are uncomfortable. And he's so much more comfortable to, like, if he gets a call from one of our customers and it's an issue that he knows now, because having that rapport with you, he knows that you want to handle that issue. You want that to be brought to you because you can knock it out like that. Like, I know this issue. We've been talking about this 3 or 4 times. Give me that over to me. And he just sends it to you after a certain point, because he knows that you're going to take care of it.
And if he sees that email that says, I'm going to Raleigh and we're going to be in transit, what he does is he handles the situation the way he knows this warehouse would handle it. Because he by being a brand ambassador, we're representing him. He's representing us. He is a brand ambassador.
He is.
There is no doubt about
it.
When you are on the phone with him, he is constantly reminding people of how many people put in a lot of effort to make this whole process work.
Whenever I'm talking to him on the phone, I literally cannot help but just imagine himself head to toe in everything 1-800-Radiator.
Absolutely.
That's how, like, I mean, that's how he sounds on the phone. He just sounds like, oh yeah, I'm Mr. 1-800-Radiator. I'm, you know.
And when we're reviewing the sales benefits as the FSR becoming the brand ambassador, when you show respect and appreciation for the company at large, the people that you're interacting with, the customers that you're visiting, they notice that.
They see that?
They see it.
No.
They absolutely see
it. You're telling me they got eyeballs and they're looking around and they kind of pick up on little things like that?
They notice the fact that you're comfortable where you work, you like where you work. There is nothing worse than having to have a professional interaction with someone who does not like their job. You know, I like money and I should have been a lawyer, but I don't like the idea of being a lawyer, you know? So I didn't become a lawyer, you know? It's that simple. What I do now is I sell radiators, AC, and catalytic converters, and everyone who knows me for more than 3 minutes knows both that and that I love it.
Oh my God.
That I love it. I want to talk about it all day long. Everybody, I got it, you know? The dating world is like, I've got about 90 days before they say one more word about a radiator.
I mean, a perfect example. So just, you know, cat out of the bag, the new FSR that was coming on board in Raleigh was my father, actually, my dad. He's joined on our team, showing us test out the water, see, you know, how it is. A little bit older in age, so he's not looking for anything super fast. So we'll see how it goes. But he even said there, like, because he's come down here and he's bumped into you, you know, shook your hand, you know, had cordial conversation, you know, whatever, short, sweet, short talk. But then when he was in that room and we were going over the fundamentals of 1-800-Radiator as an FSR, what you'll be doing. And then we were doing some, you know, iPad training, you know, little technical things. But following that meeting, I mean, he was about dumbfounded. You know, he was like, holy cow. He even said it, right? Martin, I've never seen you like this. I mean, you were a lot of fun. It was really great I'm happy. Like, he was stoked. He got to experience. And he might not even end up lasting as an FSR. He's about damn ready to run through a wall for radiators. Following a talk. And he has just started this week, you know? Yeah. And it's like, that is infectious, not just through our company, which is a benefit, but to the customers. They see that. They see that happiness. You want to buy. I mean, you love Harris Teeter.
Sure.
You love Harris Teeter. So, I mean, break it down to that. You will go into a Harris Teeter compared to an experience of walking into a Chow Kitty. That's what I call Food Lion. So just so you know. I mean, it's unparalleled. It's not even
happiness,
close.
The employee's happiness oozes out when you're in a place versus a place where nobody wants to be there.
I mean, if I see one stand, I have no quarrels walking up to one and asking a question at a Harris Teeter.
Yeah.
But if I'm in a Food Lion, I walk up and I've got a question to ask and I might feel like I'm probably going to sit on that thing because I don't want to, you know.
And you know, Cameron, this has got to extend. Once again, this show is about building relationships. And the most primary one is the FSR and the warehouse manager. And the warehouse managers out there, hopefully the FSR has referred this episode to you, or you're just listening to all of them, which is what you should be doing.
That'd be nice.
And this needs to extend to the entire branches, all branches of the warehouse. Your drivers are interacting with these customers every single day on multiple occasions, far more than you are as the warehouse manager.
But they're probably interacting with them similar to like a sales rep coming out of their local AutoZone.
Yeah.
More so than like similar to us, you know, honestly.
So if you're not conveying your happiness and the expectation of other people's happiness, and if you see a lack of happiness, inquiring what needs to be done to create that level of happiness.
Spark it.
Spark it. Make the difference. If you have multiple, most of us have multiple warehouses under our ownership umbrella. Most of us do. You know, I'm not going to lie. I represent all five of our warehouses as the sales manager, but 455 is it. I mean, it's a competitive nature. And, you know, I want them to be awesome. And I want you guys to use the fact that you can be the first one in your network to be that awesome as a reason to do it.
I think the first hurdle with getting that to the other warehouses of our franchise group is just getting them to believe in themselves that it's not just that we're at the beach for why we're happy. That's the key.
We got to
get them to believe that and know that's true and that they can be happy too. And then we're golden.
Your customers will notice that your drivers are happy. They'll notice that they like working here. And that makes us look like what we really are. And if we're not, what we should be, which is a family, a tight-knit little team of people that from 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock Monday through Friday go to bat for each other and get the job done.
Working towards a common goal.
Yeah. I said, you know, we've been able to foster that type of family/team mentality here at 455. And it's given us long tenured drivers that can do almost every aspect of the day-to-day work at this warehouse and out in the field. They communicate well with our customers. They communicate well back to us on behalf of our customers. And they too, for the most part, all of them are brand ambassadors. Now we are fortunate, but I will tell you, it didn't just happen. Mm-mm. It's not just that this person got hired. One of the guys that works for us is one of the most shyest guys you'll ever meet in the world.
Sure.
And between then and now, he is a super duper brand ambassador. He's absolutely outgoing. He will talk to people about 1-800-Radiator. He's excited about the fact that he has this great job and he works with these great people.
Report issues.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
Huge.
You benefit from this. You're not just doing this because I'm not out here, guys. I'm not Gandhi. Mm-mm. You know, I'm not feel good. I'm the opposite. As right wing as you can possibly imagine.
You're not Professor X. You can't
Professor X.
Somebody's upset on Carolina Beach Road.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're having a converter issue. They have a question about a converter.
Converter meltdown.
Ridiculous.
What you have to do some work.
Yep.
So the point of the matter is that no matter how much you're working right now, this is a good job. It's not the hardest job in the world. Work harder towards these goals.
I mean, think about it. I mean, as far as it goes with the drivers, you know, what looks better to a customer than consistency.
Yeah.
I mean, I go to places and people are asking me about our drivers. Like, you know, this week, last week, you know, we kind of had a little bit of a shakeup in our driver. We brought a guy on and then he kind of left and then another driver popped a tire, you know, so we've had to mix up our dedicated long run drivers. And, you know, I'll go to Jacksonville and they'll be like, hey, I haven't seen Jawani in a couple of days. You know, what's up? She's been coming down every day doing this run and now it's not the same. It's like, what's up? And it's like, oh, no, don't worry. She's still with us. And it's like, oh, they get a breath of fresh air that we still have a driver.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't happen. I order Domino's more than probably any other FSR because I'm a college, part-time college student and I don't have, you know, that situation. So I have no idea.
He means a woman at home cooking. I'm just going to say.
I don't cook. Okay. I don't cook. Yeah. But I mean, I don't have that same delivery driver for Domino's, but I bet you if I did, I mean, it'd be a whole different story. I'd be like, hey, Daniel, how's it going? You know? Hey, thank you.
Well, that's what they show us on TV shows. The idyllic life is that the guy knocks on the door and everyone knows who it is. Oh, it's John from Pizza Pizza.
Norm.
Yeah, that's how it works. You know, retaining employees for a significant amount of time is an asset that is so overlooked. Mm. If you are constantly running ads in the paper, if your turnover is high at your warehouse,
There's a problem.
There's a problem.
There's a problem.
There's a problem. Yeah, you are not investigating who the people are. You are looking for a heartbeat and a car and not heart.
And you might have a little tumor you need to scoop out. You know?
It's time.
You gotta identify it. You gotta identify the thorn and you gotta clip it. You just gotta clip it out.
The sum game is this. If you are currently an FSR and you're listening to this, and you are, let's say you're a warehouse manager, you should also think of yourself as an FSR because you should be selling and representing the company from a sales perspective. We have a warehouse in Ohio, and this week alone, the warehouse manager who, when we hired him, I will tell you the truth, I said, you know, he's going to be really great in the warehouse. It's going to be really great in the warehouse. I don't know that based on his experience and his resume that he's going to be sales. And I kind of thought, but we really needed a manager up there. This guy is now in his fourth, in less than a year, his fourth ride along with each of his FSRs.
What?
Yeah. That's a full day out in the field, riding along, telling them a week in advance, get the 25 to 20 customers that need to see me. Who's got problems? Who's got things I need to deal with? Who's got logistics issues? Who is it that's dropped that I need to go in there and talk? And he then comes back, gets back about 4 o'clock and sends David and I a fabulous email letting us know that he did this, 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 pros, cons, good, bad. And that's something that if you're not doing, I shudder to think at the idea of being that far disconnected from your customers. So in both you as an FSR and your actual FSR need to become brand ambassadors.
I mean, you think about just the point that makes that the big man of that warehouse.
Yeah.
I mean, especially in Cincinnati, you know, them experiencing so much turnover at that position, them to finally have a guy that's coming in and saying, hey, look, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm here. I'm your guy. I'm going to do everything in my power to turn this ship around and get it back to the glory days of where we could call ourselves a successful, reliable supplier for your engine cooling, AC, and converter needs.
I couldn't have said it better. I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. This is a new day and it means something. And then stay.
Yep.
You know, the interview process was much longer than normal for us to hire this guy because we wanted to make sure that we had someone that would stay.
Fit the culture.
The same is true. We've been looking for a heavy duty sales rep to FSR, the entire state of North Carolina, all of our network, for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
For 3 years. Because we haven't found the right person. We didn't say we haven't found it people. We found plenty of people. But, you know, the insight and the long-term thinking that David and our franchise owner, Daniel, have had in this matter has kind of educated me because I'm thinking, well, let's just get something out there in the field. And they're like, no, because in particular, that job is someone who needs to be here for years. They need to have stability behind them because it might take a year for them to even have any movement on the needle of HD sales because those of us who are brave enough to go into HD shops know that's a hard one to get through to. It's a hard one. So in summing up everything, like we always say, do more, do good, do better. And if you're an FSR, you can become a brand ambassador. Don't let it be about you.
Be bigger, I would say too. Be bigger. I mean,
be the bigger person, but also remember the company is bigger than just you. You are a part of it.
Yep.
They are here to help you. You are here to help them. And the more you communicate that concept to the people out in the field that you're selling to, I think the better it will be. That's what I got.
All right. Okay. That sounds like a show to me.
Hey, man, we went a little long, but to all of you out there, we're going to say cheers. Thanks for listening to the 1-800-FSR podcast. We invite you to leave comments using the 1-800-FSR app and feel free to review those left by other FSRs. Go to 1-800-FSR.com to check out all the exciting things we have to offer, including weekly updates. Want to be on the show or get in contact with me? Do so at martin@1800FSR.com.
And if you want to get up with me, you can link up with me using cam@1800FSR.com.
Let's go sell some stuff.
Let's do it, baby.